You know, we've been talking for a while about positioning ourselves and all kinds of ways that we've looked at that. And last week, I think we took a couple of steps forward in our position with Caesar here, didn't we? Was that good? Wasn't that good last week? Some of you guys, some of you are hardcore. You hung out to like 3 o'clock. Honestly, people still here receiving ministry 3 o'clock yesterday, last Sunday afternoon. Come on, that tells me something. That tells me something. God is stirring. God is working. God's moving. And, you know, we've been praying the prayer that the apostles prayed in the book of Acts. Lord, stretch forth your hand with, Pastor Norman, you can quote it better than I can, but with healings and signs and wonders and miracles, the whole thing, you know. God, just stretch forth your hand. We're hungry for God to work in our midst. And we're saying, Lord, let this be a place where you come and where you work and where you move in our lives. But I think you're hearing my heart as well, that it's not about, Lord, you just come into a place, a building. But it's, Lord, you come into a place in my heart, into this temple, to everywhere we go. We're just walking in the presence of the Lord, in the goodness of the Lord, and we're carrying it to people that are broken and hurting and that need Jesus. I think that my prayer today, that the prayer of my heart, and it's, we were just singing about it here just a moment ago. But the prayer of my heart is really the prayer of Moses in Exodus chapter 33, where Moses says, Lord, show us your glory. And I want to talk about that this morning. The title of my message today is to position ourselves for the glory. For the glory. For God's glory, for his presence, for his anointing, for his power. Exodus 33, verse 12. One day Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You've told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably on you. If it is true that you look favorably on me, let me know your ways. Somebody say, know your ways. I want to tell you, before we're ever going to experience the fullness of the glory of the Lord, we're going to have to know his ways. We're going to have a heart that says, God, I'm not just after your hand. I'm not just after your power. I'm not just after, you know, what you can do. I'm after you, God. When Moses is saying, Lord, show me your ways, he's basically saying what we might say in New Testament verbiage, Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Let me think like you think and feel like you feel. Lord, let me be led by your spirit. Lord, show me your ways. Somebody tell me what verse I'm in. Oh, there I am. So that I may understand you more fully. How many? Somebody say more fully. More fully. Somebody just say more. More. More, Lord. More. That's a godly prayer. More, Lord. That I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people. The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Then Moses says, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people if you don't go with us? For your presence, somebody say your presence, among us sets your people and me apart from all other people in the earth. It's not the land that we're going to go live in that sets us apart. It's not the size of the fruit in the land that's going to set us apart. It's not the building that we worship God in that sets us apart. Moses got it. He understood it. It's your presence among us. There were nations that didn't have the presence of the Lord among them. But Israel did. Moses wanted to ensure that. He knew that was so important. It was imperative to the point that he says, God, I've heard about this promised land, you know, as land flowing with milk and honey. He says, but God, if you're not going with us, I don't even want to go there. Don't send us there. If you're not going to go with us. He knew that it wasn't just about the blessings. It wasn't about the milk and honey. It wasn't about just the healings. It wasn't about the power. It wasn't about the manifestations of the goodness of the Lord. No, we got to have more than the stuff that God can give us. We need God. In the fullness of his power and his glory working in our lives. And when that is happening, the world will see us and they'll go, that is a different people. There's something about him. There's something about her that is different. There's a scripture that describes someone says he had a different spirit. That we'd have the different spirit in us, the spirit of the Lord. For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all the other people on the earth. And the Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favorably on you and I know you by name. And Moses responded, then show me your glorious presence. The King James says, Lord, show me your glory. Moses knew he needed God's presence. That he couldn't do it on his own. He could not take these people where God wanted them to go. He could not put them in a place, a position to experience what God wanted them to experience without the presence of the Lord, without the anointing of the Lord, without the power of God. And he's like, God, we've had some wonderful times together. I know you know me by name, and I know you by name, and we're getting along on a first name basis here, and this is really good. But God, I gotta have more than that. I'm hungry for more. Lord, show me your glory. And that's my prayer today. I think it ought to be all of our prayer. I think it is our prayer today. Come on, somebody say amen. That is our prayer as a church today. The Lord is stirring us, and there's a part of us that's like, yeah, it's, you know, we've seen some good stuff, and it's, the past has been okay. But God, I am pressing in. There's something that's stirring. There's a hunger and a thirsting. How many of you know that Jesus says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There's a hunger, there's a stirring, there's a thirsting for the righteousness of God. And I believe that the Lord has been kind of, he's been passing out appetizers. Come on. I think we've been getting a taste of some of the appetizers that the Lord, some I don't know what appetizers for heavenly manna would be, but whatever it is, you know, the Lord's just kind of, he's just been saying, hey, here, get a taste of this. There's something about an appetizer that makes you want a whole meal. It just gets your palate ready. Just, I want all of it. And it's like the Lord is just saying, here, just get a little taste of this. Get a little taste of that. And if we're not careful, we'll think that the little taste is the big meal. I want to tell you, folks, we've not seen the whole meal yet. But I believe that the Lord is dropping appetizers. There's an old hymn. Some of you may have been around long enough in the church to know an old song, there shall be showers of blessing. Showers of blessings we need. And then the next line says, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. I thank God for mercy drops. Thank the Lord for a drop here and a drop there and a nice thing God does here and a nice thing God does there. That's wonderful. But I'm telling you what I'm wanting to see is I want to see the heavens open and the thunderstorm of God's glory just inundate us till there's no room for us to contain all that God is doing. And I think that that's what Moses' prayer is, Lord, show us your glory. He knew the futility of going anywhere without God. How many of you have ever made the mistake of thinking that you could do it without God? And how did that work out for you? Most of the time, not very good. I'll be the first one to sign up on that line where I've tried to do it without God. You know what I think sometimes, Pastor Norman? I think sometimes we've even tried to do church without God. I know that may sound like, that's crazy. Now, I think that, and God forbid that we would ever fall into the place where we think, God, hey, we know how to sing songs and pray prayers and preach sermons, and if you show up, then that'll be fine, and if you don't show up, we'll still sing our songs and pray our prayers and preach our sermons. Somebody say, not anymore. Let us be a people that says, God, I am hungry for you and for your presence. I'm glad for the presence of the Lord that's already in the house today. The people that are already receiving from God. The people are being delivered and set free and rededicating their lives to the Lord. And God's restoring joy and hope and ministering to us. That's the presence of the Lord, folks. Man can't do that. Your pastor can't do that. Only Jesus can do that. His presence. And it's what we need. It's what we desire. It's what we want every time we come into God's house. Moses had tried to do it without God 40 years earlier when he slew that Egyptian. And it didn't work out very good. But then he had been watching the power of the Lord. What happens when I'm moving in the presence of the Lord? And he had seen the power of God that can meet you at a burning bush, and the power of God that lets you stand in front of a Pharaoh and say, let my people go, and the power of God that brings the plagues on, that causes the Pharaoh to bend to his knees and say, all right, you can go. The power of God that can open up an ocean so that you can walk through on dry ground. The power of God that can feed 1 million people in the middle of a desert with manna out of heaven and water out of a rock. He had seen the power of God, and he's like, Lord, that's what we've got to have. And I don't want to take one step forward without your presence, without your power, without your anointing, without your glory in my life. Man, there's so much that I could say. What is meant by the glory of God? When we're using this term, the glory, what is the glory? It's used a lot in the scriptures, such as in Psalm 29. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. Honor the Lord for his glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. 1 Corinthians 2 and 8 calls Jesus the Lord of glory. In Psalm 24, verse 7, open up, O ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of glory enter in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, invincible in battle. What is glory? When we're talking about God, Jesus, the glory of the Lord, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about some kind of a smoky cloud? No, that's not what we're talking about. When we talk about the word for glory in the Hebrew is the word kabod or kabod. I'll let you pronounce it however you want to. I'm not a Hebrew scholar, so I'm just guessing, right? That word there is a powerful word. It means abundance. How many of you know that God's a God of abundance? Honor. How many of you know that he deserves our honor? Splendor, glory. But then you come to that word weight. There's something about the word picture that in Hebrew it gives words in like pictures. And this word weight, the weightiness of the presence of the Lord, the glory of God that descends on us, kind of like a weight. And I'm like, what is that like? I've had a couple of encounters with God. Many of you have as well. I don't know. Have you ever felt like a weight, literally like a pressure weight settling on you? Anybody beside me ever experienced that? Yeah. Hands all over the building. The best that I can describe it for those that you haven't, we've all been to the dentist chair where they put that heavy lead vest on us and you're going to get your x-rays taken. And you got that heaviness of that. I mean, it's just like, whoa, that's heavy. To me, that's kind of how it's felt for me at some times in the past, just this weight of the Lord. In the Old Testament, there's this picture of the dedication of Solomon's temple. And at some point in that dedication service, God's glory literally comes into the house. And it says that the, the result of that was that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the glory of the Lord. They're just like, on their face, on the ground, can't even stand up, can't do our priestly duties because of the glory, that weighty presence of the Lord. See, here's the deal. The glory of God is the very essence of God's being. What we're talking about is, God, we just want you to show up. We're not looking for a cloud. No, I'm not looking for, I mean, if God shows up in a cloud, he did it in the past, he can do it again. If he wants to do it that way, that's fine, but I'm not looking for a cloud. I'm looking for God to show up in power and in glory. And what needs to happen if that's going to happen? What do we need to do? How do we position ourselves for that? And I think we need to do the same thing that they did in preparation for the Old Testament temple. They sanctified the temple, and then the Lord came in. You know, when we talk about sanctifying the temple, I'm not talking about this building, because this building is not the church. This building is a church, is a place where the church gathers, but this building isn't the church. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord doesn't, he's not looking for walls and carpet and, you know, plush seats to dwell in. He's looking for people who want to open up their heart and receive him. And you put enough people in the same room doing that, and then something's going to happen in the midst, in that atmosphere. Something's going to happen. It's when God shows up, it's because there's enough of his people that are showing up with a hungry heart, and they're bringing the presence of the Lord with them. Moses said, Lord, the nations, how are they going to know we're your people? If it ain't for the glory, if it wasn't for the glory, if it wasn't for your presence in our midst. Listen, again, I want to tell you, there's a world out there that needs what you've got. They need the power of the Lord. They, you know, last week we heard Caesar talking about how that we had the power with our tongues to change atmospheres, to begin to speak things, to pray for people. And what he was basically saying is, don't come see the prophet, do it. Learn from the prophet and do it. Don't just come to church to watch people perform, but come to the church, be charged, be filled up, and go out to your community, to your neighborhood, to the places where you work, to your school. Go out there and be a reflector of Jesus Christ. Let the power of God be demonstrated in you and through you. Let me close this way. God answered Moses' prayer. God answered Moses' prayer. But I want you to see specifically the answer that he gives. In Exodus 33, verse 19, then he said, I will make all my goodness. Somebody say, all my goodness. Not, oh my goodness. But all my goodness. I will make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. You've got to understand, Moses has just said, Lord, show me your glory. And the Lord's answer is, I will make all my goodness pass before you. I want to tell you what the glory of the Lord is. It's the goodness of the Lord. It's the goodness of the Lord. You see, when we come into the house of the Lord and we begin to sense his presence, and our hearts are stirred as we recognize that we're in the presence of the King of Kings, it's the goodness of the Lord that might make us say, Lord, wash me and cleanse me and purge me and sanctify me in this moment so that I can be in your presence. That's the goodness of the Lord. It's not the wrath of God that wants to come slap you down. It's the goodness of the Lord that wants to build you up. It's the goodness of the Lord that wants to heal you in your body. It's the goodness of the Lord that wants to encourage you. It's the goodness of the Lord that wants to bring hope. It's the goodness of the Lord. I guarantee you every time that you come to a place where you sense the awesome presence of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord is there. The goodness of the Lord. Would you just bow your heads with me? Some of you need the goodness of the Lord in your life. You need the goodness of the Lord. Some of you have been trying to do it your own way for far too long, and it hasn't been working out so good. And it's the goodness of the Lord that draws men to repentance, the Bible says. The goodness of the Lord that knocks on our heart and says, hey, I know that your life is a mess. Can I come in and work with you, cleanse you, forgive you, change you, turn you around, give you a hope and a future? It's the goodness of the Lord. It's the goodness of the Lord. If you sense being drawn by the presence of God right now, saying, I want to surrender my life. Some of you may be in this place today that you've never surrendered your life to Jesus. Maybe there's some of you, you made that decision, but you've grown cold. You've walked away from God. It's been a long time since you had a real meaningful conversation with Him, and He's drawing you back. The goodness of the Lord, the presence of the Lord in this place, drawing you to Himself. If you know that you need to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, I'd love to pray with you. Would you just raise your hand saying, I know that that's what I need to do right now. I'm ready to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I know that I need to be saved. God's calling me, and I'm saying yes to Him today. Anybody in this place today? Anybody in this place today? The Lord is speaking to your heart, and you're ready to surrender to Jesus. I hope that that means that everybody here is already, yes, I see you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Why don't you just pray this simple prayer with me? Jesus, thank you for loving me and dying for me so that I could be your child. Forgive me. Come into my life. Help me live for you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, praying that simple prayer in faith can begin your spiritual journey, and we'd love to help you to continue to walk that out. I want to ask you to stand with me this morning. Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, then we don't want to go. Amen. And we just don't want to go. I need you, Lord. I don't just need you in church on Sunday for an hour. I need you, Lord. I need you in my life. I need your power. I need your help. I need your anointing. I need your spirit. I need you, Jesus. Ask our prayer team if you'll come and join me here at the front. I'm going to close this service giving you an opportunity to pray. The altars are open. If you feel it's just a call of the Lord to just spend some time praying, then come and do that. If you feel like I need someone to pray with me, I got something that I'm walking through, there's something that I'm dealing with, and I just want somebody to stand with me and pray with me. I know we've had a lot of prayer already, but if you haven't yet been ministered to. We don't want you to leave without receiving the ministry of the Lord today. So our prayer team stands here ready to pray with you and just love on you and minister to you. And we invite you, as we are closing this service, if you need to get a place to pray, come and pray. If you want somebody to pray with you, come and find somebody to pray with you. My prayer, Lord, show us your glory. And don't take us anywhere without your presence. That's my prayer over you today, is that you will see and experience the glory of the presence of the Lord in your life, and that you will take that with you so that people will know you are God's son, God's daughter, his ambassador, his representative, and they will come to you saying, tell me about what I see in your life that's different than everybody else. Lord, that's our prayer today. Lord, I thank you for the appetizers. I thank you for the mercy drops. I thank you for the way that you've been moving. And God, we pray along with Moses, more, more, Lord. Show us your glory, more of your presence, that we may know you more fully, that we may understand you more fully, that we may more fully reflect you in every dimension of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.